On Sundays like this, we do baptisms and we do church membership. We also have something else special that we want to do today before that. And I want you to listen as I read from 1 Timothy chapter 3 and from Titus chapter 1. Listen carefully. God's word says, it is a trustworthy statement. If any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires. An overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not addicted to wine or pugnacious, but gentle, peaceable, free from the love of money. He must be one who manages his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity. But if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God? And not a new convert, so that he will not become conceited and fall into the condemnation incurred by the devil. And he must have a good reputation with those outside the church, so that he will not fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. In Titus chapter 1, verse 5, for this reason, Paul says, I left you, Titus, in Crete, that you would set in order what remains and appoint elders in every city as I directed you. Namely, if any man is above reproach, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, not accused of dissipation or rebellion, for the overseer must be above reproach as God's steward, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not addicted to wine, not pugnacious, not fond of sordid gain, but hospitable, loving what is good, sensible, just, devout, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word which is in accordance with the teaching, so that he will be able both to exhort in sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict. The New Testament calls us to look for that kind of a man for the office of overseer at Grace Bible Church. And your elders believe that Eric Martin is that kind of man. To help us determine if a man is qualified to serve as an elder, here's what we do. First, the elders invite the man to fill out a rather extensive elder internship application form. And that application allows the man and his wife, if he's married, and the elders to evaluate him according to those qualifications that I just read to you. That application provides that man the opportunity to think about the season of life that he is in. Is this the right season of life in which to become an elder in the church and shepherd in the body? It also clarifies for the man that shepherding actually is the task that that man is being called to, not just attending board meetings and making decisions, but actually shepherding. Eric filled out that application over 2 years ago. And then when that man turns that application into the elders then meet with that man one at a time, one elder at a time with him, until all of the elders have met with him to interview him. And the elders did that with Eric over 2 years ago. And if those individual meetings with elders are affirming of the character and the shepherding of the man, then the elders invite that man and his wife to meet with all of the elders. And that's a really a valuable time with the wife, for the wife to be able to ask questions about what her husband potentially could be stepping into as a shepherd, and gives us opportunities to ask what life is like in the home. And we did that with Eric and Sarah over 2 years ago. And if that meeting then is affirming, we then invite that man into a one-year elder internship with the elders. That man begins to walk alongside the elders as they shepherd, and he begins to shepherd with them. He attends all of the meetings, and he is able to give input into every decision that we're making. The only thing he does not have is a vote, along with the rest of the elders. The rest of the elders do have a vote. And we invited Eric into that internship 2 years ago. For Eric, after his 1 year of internship was over, he requested if he could postponed the end of that internship until we made it through a challenging season of shepherding, and all of the elders agreed with that, and that resulted in one more year of elder internship for Eric. He's the only one that took the one-year internship and crammed it into two. Just says something about how thorough he is. It doesn't say anything else about him. And upon the completion of that, at least a year of an elder internship, if that man's internship was affirming and his of his character, and it was affirming of his shepherding and of the season of life that he is in. The elders then present that man to this church family to consider and to invite feedback from the body concerning his fitness for the office of overseer and for elder. And that is what you have been doing for the last 4 weeks. And so, if those 4 weeks are affirming of the man, the elders then gather around that man before the body, and the elders lay their hands on him and pray and commission him as elder in this church. That man then at that point is called by the leadership of the church to serve as an elder at Grace Bible Church. The elders, when they do that, identify themselves with that man, and that man is identifying himself with the elders, and that man's full shepherding as an elder begins on that day when we lay hands on him, and we want today to be that day. So before Eric comes up, I want him to stand up with his family so we can see where they are. They're right here. So this is Eric Martin, and this is his wife Sarah. And then his oldest son over on this side is Isaiah. And then there's Nathan. And then there's little Gabby, who's our little princess. So thank you for, she's not the little prince. There's two other princes and the princess. So thank you, family. You guys can have a seat. And Eric, why don't you go ahead and come on up now? And I'm going to invite all of the elders to come up as well. And what we're going to do is we're just going to gather around him and we're going to pray for him. There's nothing magical in what we do. Why don't you come right up here? And we're just identifying ourselves with him. And so Tom is going to do the praying for us as we pray for him.
Father, Lord, I praise you that we can come to you. Father, we come in praise and acknowledgement to your faithfulness. Father, we praise you for the faithfulness in our lives, in our church, and in Eric's life. Father, I praise you for the truth that you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun. Lord, we lift Eric to you and just ask your protection on his heart, his family, his ministry, not just today, but in the years to come. Father, we also pray for Sarah, for Isaiah, Nathan, and Gabby. Lord, just pray protection for the Martin family. Father, we just praise you for what you are doing, not just in Eric's life, but in Eric's family. Father, I pray, Lord, for the fruit of Eric's ministry for the years to come. Lord, our desire is to bring you glory, not just in our ministry, but throughout our lives and in this church. And Father, we pray that you would use Grace Bible Church as a testimony to your great love, a testimony to the fact that you save sinners. And Father, I pray to that end, Lord, that you would use Eric in a mighty way here at Grace Bible Church, in his neighborhood, in his workplace. Lord, it is so humbling to know that we can come to you and we can completely know that you hear our prayers. Father, I praise you that you are a God that is so near us. Father, I thank you for this church, for what you are doing just even among the elders, Lord. It is worthy of us to praise you today. Father, we pray all this in the beautiful name of your Son, Jesus. And Father, we praise you for the mercy that you show us and show this church. Amen.